Post Malone's Bar, Posties, has its grand opening tomorrow night. And if you're interested, around 8 o'clock tomorrow night, he's having a pop-up concert right there on Broadway. So we were saying, well, Jelly Roll might show up. He shows up everywhere.
Yeah. That guy Gina, what did you say? You have to say Beetlejuice and he shows up?
Yeah, he's kind of like Beetlejuice. Like Jelly Roll, Jelly Roll, Jelly Roll.
Allow us to jump on the bully bandwagon and make fun of the way a woman says something.
All right, this woman, she's coming out with a question about candy.
Yes.
And she thinks that we're all focusing on the question she's asking, but we're actually focusing on how she says the candy, and it's driving us nuts.
I said, I'm going to go get snacks for a movie tonight. What would you like? He said, regular M&Ms. They're my favorite. I give him a look because I've never gotten regular M&Ms for him. I've gotten peanut M&Ms. So then I say, regular M&Ms. He goes, yeah, the ones with peanuts in it. I said, that's a peanut M&M. And he says, no, you go ask anybody and they'll tell you a regular M&M is a peanut M&M. Can you guys please? A regular M&M is the milk chocolate ones. Who's right?
And there's no way that's fake because there's no way she could say that.
No.
Wrong that many times.
People are trying to say it wrong like her, and they can't.
No. Okay, can you do it? Gina, say it.
M&M. No.
No.
M&M.
Is it M&M? M&M?
It's like she swaps the N's and the M's.
Yeah.
Yes.
M&M.
M&M. M&M.
The comments
like
on
the
this
Star of 8 Mile
are amazing. Well, yeah, somebody said, how do you pronounce the name of the rapper? M&M.
M&M.
Can the real M&Ms please stand up?
Yeah. She's like the kid in elementary school who was like, M&M-O-P, you know, when they're saying the alphabet.
Yeah, that was all one letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was M&M-O-P.
Why are you saying M&Ms inside out?
Inside
out. That's going to be their new brand, Inside Out M&M's.
That's it,
She should be doing commercials. I mean, like, seriously, that would be the greatest marketing thing because if people would be raging just like we are now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did so many people just said, I'm not answering this until you say it. Now, I did go check one of her later videos.
Yes.
Like, she did it, like, shortly thereafter, and she did not address how she was saying them, but her husband says them normally.
Okay.
He says M&Ms.
Yes.
I'm surprised she's married, because that would be a cause for divorce. That would just infuriate me.
She must have a great personality.
Well,
Because brain just isn't firing on all cylinders.
A happy marriage means you have to compromise. That's probably the thing. He will not die on that hill.
Yeah.
You just say however you want.
She's like the little squid from Nemo that can't say sea anemone. And it's like...
Yes! Yes! But like that's a word. It's hard.
Yes.
You understand it.
Yeah.
It's like they spell it out. They actually spell the letters out in the name of the product.
Yeah, it's just letters. It's not hard.
It's like the president trying to say acetaminophen.
Yes.
Tylenol.
Yeah. just stop.
Okay.
She kept repeating herself.
Let's hear just a little bit again because we just like a leave on the note of rage.
I said, I'm going to go get snacks for a movie tonight. What would you like? He said, regular M&Ms. They're my favorite.
Yes.
I give him a look because I've never gotten regular M&Ms for him. I've gotten peanut M&Ms. So then I say, regular M&Ms. He goes, yeah, the ones with peanuts in it. I said, that's a peanut M&M.
I swear to God, she's having a stroke.
It's awful. We just caused so many car accidents. People just got road rage.
They're just pounding the wheel of the car.
M&Ms.
Are you okay, bro?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Burger King has announced they're getting rid of their creepy Burger King mascot.
Oh, really? The king guy?
Yes.
With the frozen face?
Yeah. Yes. So congratulations to everybody on Reddit who's been posting about the No More Kings rally. Apparently your efforts are working.
There's
one down.
Rush is reuniting for a 2026 summer tour.
Wow.
So Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson have hired German drummer Annika Nillis She's a world-class drummer to take the place of the late Neil Peart, who was the band's drummer before.
Wow.
Very cool.
And, yeah, they're going to be touring like New York, L.A., just a short list of cities, and then the closest stop is Cleveland next September to Nashville.
Wow.
Cool. So you guys know those like little flurries you've seen everywhere outside and they land on your car? They're not actually like pollen flurries. They're bugs.
Bugs.
Oh, my God. I was scared when I thought they were allergy stuff.
Yeah. They feed on sap. They're found on hackberry trees. They're called hackberry woolly aphids.
Ew.
Yeah. And they're covered with like this white waxy filaments, giving them that fuzzy look. Hopefully they'll go away soon. They're not going to like make anybody's allergies worse, but they say to just stick away from like clouds of them because then it would, but
yeah.
So thankfully it's raining. That's the silver lining. It's raining and your cars are getting clean and
wash away the bugs,
keeping those things down on the ground.
Yeah. But they are bugs. Yeah.
Yipes.
That's disgusting.
It really is.
Worse than allergies.
Yeah.
Gina, your husband Landon is still sick?
Yeah, he's still sick. He went to the doctor again yesterday.
It's been about a week. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, about a week and a half. His first symptoms were like last Saturday.
Mm.
And he was like, you don't have to come to this appointment. So I was like, you sure? He said yes.
He went to the doctor yesterday?
Yes. So I was like, all right, sounds good. So then he comes back and I go, so, you know, what the doctor say? Oh, I have to go to a chest x-ray. Okay. Did they say, you know, it could be contagious? No, I don't know. Did they say when they'd get the chest x-ray back? No, I don't know. Did they say what it could be, what he thinks it is? No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. That is so typical. Guys don't pay attention at the doctor.
Not at all. Like,
that's why he needed you there.
I know.
To pay attention and ask questions.
Yes. I'm like, okay, well, this is never happening again, you know? Like, and did you ask, like, you know, hey, I have a 7-month pregnant wife. Is this going to affect her at all? Like, there's kind of a... Something else going on here.
He didn't ask.
No, nothing.
I mean, he's not a dumb guy. He's just a guy.
He's
sometimes.
Just a guy.
Yeah.
And he's offloaded a lot of activity to you.
Yes.
Like, you are his second brain.
Yeah.
And, like, he could do it himself, but since you're doing most of it, he's just shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's not thinking for himself at all.
He just doesn't turn it back on when he needs to.
It's that version of man looking. He's just man listening.
Yeah.
Which means not listening.
No, not at all. And, like, do you care about your health? Like, this is, you know, these are kind of questions you need to ask. And he's like, I don't know. Like, my gosh.
What did you find out? Yeah,
I kind of snapped at him over the weekend because I'm like, help yourself out. Like, help me help you, you know?
Mm.
He's just like, oh, I don't know what to do. You get sick all the time. How do you not know what to do? It should be like routine at this point, but it's not.
You're going to have to go with him or you're going to have to be... Well, my wife is going to be on speaker while we talk.
Right.
She's going to have a lot of questions for you.
Or, like, send him in with a list and have the doctor write.
Yeah.
Like, the answers down.
He'll just be the delivery person.
Yes.
Here's the list. Answer these questions, and I'll take it back home.
Yeah.
Fill this out.
Yeah,
for my wife at home.
Big story coming out of Indianapolis. Everybody's been talking about that since the weekend. Mark Sanchez, former quarterback for the Jets, who's now a Fox Sports analyst, maybe for not much longer. he is in the hospital, and he's been arrested for assault and a lot of different awful things that happened between him and a truck driver in the middle of the night in Indianapolis on Saturday.
Yeah.
So according to witnesses, this former NFL quarterback is in an alley in Indianapolis.
Right.
And he's apparently very upset and intoxicated.
That's
from all
what
reports.
Witnesses are saying,
he's upset with a truck driver who's parked there to do his job. He's getting a delivery from the hotel.
Yeah.
That has, you know, an entrance in this alley. And they get into some kind of altercation. Not sure if the guy, you know, was still in his truck when they're having this confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Mark Sanchez was coming at him, and the truck driver used pepper spray to try to get him to go away.
Right. Not even knowing who he is. It's just some guy that climbed in the truck.
And apparently that wasn't enough. So the truck driver had a knife and stabbed Mark Sanchez, says in self-defense. And then after getting stabbed, Mark Sanchez allegedly took the knife away and then slashed the truck driver
in the face. And it, yeah, the pictures of him in the hospital. He's a 69-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Against, you know, a 30-something former pro athlete.
Yeah. And I guess they say Mark Sanchez was drunk and doing wind sprints. And I guess the truck was blocking the alley. And that's why he got so mad.
So
all over a parking dispute.
Yeah. So he was thinking he was getting ready for a game.
I don't
doing
know.
Doing wind sprints.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, that you get in the habit of working out, I guess. You know? But doing it when you're drunk, I don't know.
Yeah. It sounds like he was on a real bender. Because he says he doesn't remember anything that happened and how he got stabbed. So he's going the I don't remember anything that happened route.
Probably smart. Yeah, there's a video that was released of him like stumbling back to the hotel after getting stabbed, and you can see his shirt is stained.
Holding his chest where he's bleeding.
And you can tell he's out of it.
That alleyway in Indianapolis has become a tourist attraction. People are actually going there and taking pictures of the bloodstains on the sidewalk.
In Indianapolis, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, somebody in Indianapolis said there's nothing going on around here.
So apparently the truck driver, the 69-year-old man, who we've seen the pictures of him in the hospital.
Oh, he looks awful.
It's horrific.
It is.
It's like, it's bad.
He's suing not only, I think, Mark Sanchez, but also suing Fox, which is where it gets a little weird.
Yeah.
Saying they should have known that their out-of-control employee was running the streets. That's going to be a little
Sanchez, but it's like, he's certainly got a good case.
Yeah.
And I guess Mark Sanchez is going to be charged with felonies and a bunch of other stuff, you know, attacking, being, you know, public intoxication.
Right.
And everything else.
Could go to jail for 5 years.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Or they could sentence him to being the Jets quarterback again.
No!
It's like purgatory.
Jets fans are saying, no, send him to jail. Yeah.
Exactly. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Oh, look, it's time for Gender Wars. Stepping into the octagon now for the guys. We have Doug in Murfreesboro. For the ladies, Jessica is in Mount Julia. Good morning, you guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you, starting with Doug. Tell us something people might be surprised to learn about you.
The fact that I'm Mexican, even though I look like the whitest white guy you know.
How interesting. Yeah, okay. I bet you people are surprised.
Can they show movies on you?
That white. Jessica, what's something that might surprise us to learn about you?
I still sleep with my childhood stuffed animal because I'm scared of the dark.
Oh, that's sweet.
Wow. That is sweet.
What kind of stuffed animal is it?
It's a Winnie the Pooh doll that I think is, like, older than I am.
Aww.
Wow, nostalgic. That's nice. It keeps you safe from the monsters.
I love it. All right, you each have a screw. Let's start with multiple choice question for both of you.
Here we go, Jessica. The Mariners are in the baseball playoffs. Are they from Seattle, Miami, or Milwaukee?
Seattle.
Woo!
Seattle, that's
correct.
Right.
Go Mariners.
That's Gina's team.
Yeah. She's totally impartial. Yep.
All right, Doug. Is Dr. Sandra Lee better known on YouTube and social medias as Dr. Google, Dr. Feelgood, or Dr. Pimple Popper?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yep. Yes.
It's 1-1.
All right, Jessica, your man wants a big green egg. What is that?
A smoker.
It's a smoker.
Yes,
grill.
Nice.
Yeah, good job.
Okay, Doug. What do they call super stretchy jeans that feel like leggings?
Oh, man.
Out of time. Sorry.
They're jeggings.
Jeggings.
Oh, my God.
All right. It's a 2-1 lead for Jessica. If you get this one right, there's no way Doug could come back.
Okay, Jessica. Gone in 60 Seconds is a movie about stealing what?
Cars.
Cars, that's right.
There
and
we go.
That has sealed your victory. Congratulations, Jessica.
Jessica, you and your stuffed animal are the winners.
You and Pooh Bear. Congratulations. Hey, Doug, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate you. Jessica, you're getting your certificate of bracketification. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Rain should be ending later this afternoon, they're saying. Maybe.
Okay.
See. A quick shout out to my new best friends at Lawrenceburg Dental in Lawrenceburg. Yesterday I went out there. My girlfriend Melissa's daughter, Kimmy, is a dental hygienist, and she got her job there.
Nice.
And so we wouldn't let her, test our teeth.
So she gets to work on your mouth.
Yeah. And really nice people. I guess Whitney, who works at the front desk, recognized my voice.
Cool.
And they're downloading the app so they can listen. So
nice.
A shout out to them.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's like it's a dentist office that used to be a bank.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
So the little cleaning teeth area is in where the big drive-through. I said, well, so the people can put their dentures in like the little thing and get sucked up through the tube.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Send it in the tube.
Yeah. They also have like a vault there they've never opened.
Oh.
Because they used to have money in it.
Oh. Yeah. They don't put the bad patients in there.
Yeah. There's an old man smoking in the corner going, nobody's opened that door for over 50 years. I may have made that up.
When they open it up, what do they find? The hide and seek champion from 1974.
Exactly. Congratulations.
Never been found until today.
If you remember back, Saved by the Bell days, the Zach Morris phone. Mm-hmm. Phones have come a long way because those were the size of like a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Those are like those things in those war movies where they'd be calling in an airstrike.
Yeah.
Like,
Tango Charlie.
I was reminded of like how weird things have gotten with different phones because I got a text saying like, oh, you're eligible for a new phone from my phone carrier.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't need one, but I'll take a look and see what's out there. Right. And I see like the latest phone just had me scratching my head like, this is so weird because if you look at it, we have the giant phones mm-hmm. that were the size of like two bricks taped together.
Right. Yeah.
And then there was like the early 2000s when it was super popular to have the tiniest phone
like
possible.
The razors, right.
Yeah, the razors, the little StarTex
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like little toys.
Yeah. They were like an iPod Shuffle. They were like really tiny.
Yeah.
And now it's gone the other way because I looked in, there's this Samsung Tri-Fold phone.
It's
the one that folds.
It folds in three ways. Like, it folds once and then folds again.
Oh.
So it becomes this giant phone. Like, you have a tablet when you're done.
So it's the size of, like, an iPad after you're done unfolding it?
It's a tri-fold. You fold it several times till you get to the third thing, which is this giant phone, but it starts as a tiny phone.
Weird.
It's the size of a placemat.
Wouldn't it be bulky, though, like in your pocket if you're folded up three times?
It would have to be, right?
Yeah.
Kind of thick. But I'm thinking, what if you're using that and you're using Google Maps? You're actually recreating what your grandparents did when they unfolded those roadmaps.
The roadmaps from AAA they used to have in their glove compartment. Yeah.
Let me fold it again. Fold it again. But it's your phone. But you paid $2,000 for it.
You can't refold it.
Yeah, a map's a dollar. You can save a lot of money by just getting a paper map.
This phone is literally, I think it's $2,000.
Wow.
That's so true with like electronics, though, because back in the day, I mean, like computers and stuff, they get big and then they figure out technology and they can get it down.
Super small.
And like iPads, were kind of like the size of a Palm Pilot or whatever mm-hmm. they're called. And now they're getting bigger again and computers are getting bigger again too.
Right.
So it is this weird trend.
Whatever they do, they just really, whatever you have, we're going to make it so you don't want that anymore. You got to have this new thing, which is the opposite of what you were going for the last time.
Yeah, it's like TVs now. You get a 75-inch TV that's like so thin that you can like roll it up.
Right.
You
know?
Yep.
If you back in the day when you had the big widescreen TV that mm-hmm. You had six people had to carry.
Yeah, those things were heavy.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
HelloFresh is warning customers, toss certain ready-to-eat meals because of a listeria contamination.
Mm.
The USDA issued a public health alert for the cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey meals that ship directly to your house. If you find these in your freezer, they say don't eat them, toss them, and contact HelloFresh for a refund.
Wow. There's another restaurant in Nashville closing on 21st Street. Fido's Cafe.
Oh.
It's been around since 1996.
Wow. In the Vanderbilt area.
Yeah, right over there. We've eaten there several times. And they've announced that they're closing in 2028.
Oh.
So 3 years from now.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know why they decided to get ahead of it so fast, but okay.
Cool story.
Yeah. strange.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, they have announced who is going to be headlining the Nashville New Year's Eve event. It's going to be Lainey Wilson. No shocker there. Jason Aldean and Bailey Zimmerman. So if you start now, you can maybe save a spot for...
Right. Get right in there in front.
Yeah, you can see them in the fireworks.
It'll only be $50 a day from now until New Year's. Still cheaper than New Year's Eve. Yeah.
And you beat the crowd.
Yeah. Your baby is on the way, Gina.
Yes.
You're a little over 2 months from having your baby?
Yep. Finally hit the third trimester.
Okay. Time flies.
Yep.
We've been tracking how big your baby is by this weird app you have that compares the size of your baby to everyday objects.
Yeah.
It's so weird. They're so random. Yeah, it's pretty funny. So I figured I could come up with, it's like two truths and a lie, or one truth and two lies.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so Paisley is the average size of a computer screen.
Okay.
She's the average size of a large pizza. Or she's the average size of a gallon of ice cream.
Those are all really big things.
Yeah.
I know.
Boy, you're coming along.
I know.
So now, like a pizza, you're not talking about the circumference. It's like just from top to bottom.
Yeah. So the.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, I don't. I don't think you can say it. Like, I think it's a pizza.
It's a pizza.
The size of a pizza. It's a weird app. Who knows? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It's 16 inches is what she's measuring at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So computer screen, pizza, and what was the third one?
Gallon of ice cream.
Gallon of ice cream. I'm not trying to go by like the shape, just the size.
Right.
And I'm going to say pizza.
Okay.
I'm going to guess gallon of ice cream.
It's gallon of ice cream.
Woo-hoo!
Yep. It's just so random.
Bizarre. It is random.
Doesn't make sense. But
so how active is Paisley now?
Oh my gosh.
How often do you notice like what she's doing?
Oh, it's all day. It's all,
So she's running laps.
Yes.
Okay.
And it partly because I guess when I'm moving around is when she goes to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And both of my jobs, I sit mostly. So
when you're moving around, you kind of rock her to sleep?
Yeah, I rock her to sleep. And then as soon as I sit down, she's like, okay, it's go time. And she tells me she's there. And my doctor was like, all right, if you need to count, you can count the kicks if you don't feel her for a while. I haven't had to do that yet. So thankfully, she's active.
Okay.
Right. She's going to be a boxer.
Oh, my. Yeah, I'm scared for what she's going to be like on this side.
What are we doing today, you guys?
Today is the observed birthday of my wife. It's actually tomorrow, but everybody's getting together at our house for dinner and a movie on Tuesday.
Yeah, cool.
So we're going to celebrate her birthday tonight.
That's great.
I'm going to make a cake.
Ooh, do you know what kind?
She just said something with chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. I have a couple meetings. Tuesdays are my sucky day. So a couple meetings, and then hopefully you're going to go to the gym, and we have our small group meeting tonight. From my church.
Very cool. We've got a bunch of people coming to stay with us later on in the week, so the house is never ready. Of course, they're coming in for a wedding. There's going to be like 7 people coming into the house.
Oh, man.
And apparently, I agreed to this. Nothing's ever right. We can't let them see how we really live. So that's what we're going to be doing all day long.
Fun.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.